Two retired Salvadoran generals were ordered today to pay almost $55 million to three people tortured during El Salvador's civil war 2 decades ago. A federal jury in Florida held the generals responsible for the atrocities. Susan Spencer Wendell is court reporter for the Palm Beach Post. She's been covering the trial. Two of these generals have lived in South Florida for years now. They were sued by a church worker, a doctor, and a professor. What did those three say had been done to them by the generals?
All three of the plaintiffs testified at the trial that in late 1979, 1980, and a third plaintiff in 1983, that they were working their usual jobs, that they each were plucked off the streets by members of the National Guard or the National Police, taken to torture cells, and they each recounted on the stand the weeks of torture that they endured, which included them being strung up like human hammocks in torture cells, being burned, the doctor having the tips of his fingers wired and being shot through the arm so that he would never be able to operate again.
One of the reports I saw said that there was weeping in the courtroom as these stories spilled out.
There were jurors among them, some of the jury crying, of course, the victims each. And the doctor at one particularly profound point saying that every time he tells a story, he feels like he is naked and alone again on the cement torture cell floor, reliving it.
What was the jury asked to determine?
The jury was asked to determine, can these generals be held liable for the acts committed upon these people, even though the generals themselves did not tie the noose around the neck or tie the hands. They were asked to consider what command responsibility is, if a commander is responsible for the actions of their subordinates, and that includes whether the commander knew or should have known that abuses were taking place, and if the commander failed to prevent those abuses. That's what they were asked to find, and that's what they decided.
Well, this was not the first time that these generals were sued. They were cleared of charges in a different trial 2 years ago. That one involved three nuns and a church worker, all of them dead. You covered that trial as well. What was different then?
Just to recap, in that case, what the jurors told us afterwards was that they could not find the first prong of command responsibility, that is, that the generals had effective command of their troops to begin with. That is an underpinning of command responsibility. So in this case, the lawyers, recognizing that from the last case, they put on a command structure specialist, a colonel from Argentina, who said, these armies work this way, these are the heads of the armies, and these are what actions they could or could not have taken to control their soldiers. And also, incidentally, jurors in this case today did not hear a word about what happened in the church women's case 2 years ago.
Ah, is that so? But what was different here, too, was that those people are all dead. And in this case, accusers looked directly face-to-face
of
at those generals.
I'm sorry, that was one of the biggest points. Yes, of course, that these were living victims who stood or sat on the witness stand and spoke about their experiences. In the prior case, all the victims were dead. They had all been shot execution style and left in a ditch in El Salvador in 1980. And one of the plaintiffs in this case, Dr. Juan Romagosa, he actually pointed to one of the generals and said, that general stood at the torture cell door. I was shriveled to 80 pounds. My uncle was carrying me out of the cell, and General Vides stood there and looked at me. And earlier, he testified that the general had actually come into the cell when he was being tortured, had joked with the other National Guardsmen that Dr. Romagosa should eat the maggots in his wounds. Powerful testimony with the doctor on the stand pointing at one of the generals saying he was there.
Thank you very much. Susan Spencer Wendell, court reporter for the Palm Beach Post.